All right. Welcome to another edition of Thumb Sports Line on this Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 edition. Going to recap some Week 7 stat reports. Mike Gallagher is out today. He's actually outside in the cold at a Brown City cross-country event that is underway right now as we speak. It's a Brown City Invitational, an event. Or it could be a league meet, one of them two. That is going on right now as we speak. So, yeah, a little chilly out there today for that event. So I know a lot of media out there has a lot of cross-country teams from across the Thumb, Tuscola County, Huron County, St. Clair County, Salem County. Did I say Huron too? Yeah. All involved in that. We got some information passed on to us via StatWise about the volleyball, particularly in our immediate coverage area, as well as some competitions in tennis to pass along to you as well. And, of course, the main focus, high school football stat reports. You can check our website at stlakebroadcasting.com. The Week 8 list of games has been listed in our coverage area of the Blue Water Area Conference and also in the Big Thumb Conference. Yeah, it's still hard to get used to that, saying that. Big Thumb Conference especially. All right, we'll go through the Week 7 list of scores that you can find, as I said, at stlakebroadcasting.com. Usually they are updated late Friday night when I roll in here, get that posted, and then you hear it Saturday morning in the sports report as well. Our eight-player football scores from Week 7. Here was our game of the night. Brown City had no problem with Mayville, 56-0. Homecoming night there, Brown City. An awfully quick game as well. It was done by 8:45 p.m., I believe. Yeah. Dackerville shutting out Kingston, 44-0. That clinches at least a share of the Big Thumb Blue Division 8-player league title for the Dackerville Eagles. KPAC Chiefs, another win for them, taking down the Memphis Yellow Jackets in high school 8-player football, 44-8. And they'll challenge Dackerville this week. We'll see if KPAC can display that offense against Dackerville. Auburn Hills Oakland Christian Lancers take down the Dryden Cardinals. Close game there, 42-36, high-scoring game. North Huron Warriors, another win from them. They are tied right now for first place in the Big Thumb Red Division. That's a big showdown with North Huron, Bay City All Saints this week for the league title. That was a win for North Huron over Caseville, 48-16. Bay City All Saints, no problem with Akron Fairgrove Vikings. We do not get to play the horn as All Saints laid down 70 points on Akron Fairgrove and did not allow the Vikings to score. They didn't even let them land on. They didn't let their ships land on the land-wise there. So they took the sails out of that. New Haven Merritt shuts out Carsonville Port Saint like 57-0, and Peck Pirates gets the forfeit win over Ashley 1-0. We are hoping and put in our schedule to get Peck in there at least once in Week 9. When they take on KPAC, so we're looking forward to that. 11-player football. This was on our affiliate, Thumb Chugger Sports. They covered the Armada North Branch game. Tigers bounced back after a loss to Almont, 31-21. Croswell Lexington takes down Emily City, 46-12. Yale Bulldogs over the Algonac Muskrats, 42-7. The Almont Raiders get the win over Richmond, 43-7, and that gets Almont a share, at least a share, of the Blue Water Area Conference League title. As Almont will have North Branch this week, and Armada would love to have North Branch maybe find a way to beat Almont so Armada can get a piece of that title. Sandusky, first official win on the field. With their win over Carroll, 38-6, they get two wins. They had one win via forfeit against Bad Axe, so hard to count that, but on the field, in action, Sandusky defeats Carroll on homecoming night for Sandusky, 38-6. And we will be covering Sandusky, our second look at them. Yeah, it's been a tough season for Sandusky, but they have not been shut out the whole season. They've been able to score points. Lowest point total was 8 points against Cass City, of all teams. Yeah, they did get the score against Millington. And speaking of Millington, Millington defeated Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 28-0. The shutout there. Marlette Red Raiders get back on the winning track. High scoring affair with their win over the Vassar Vulcans 48-38. Harbor Beach Pirates still undefeated with their win over the Reese Rockets 48-14. The Ubley Bearcats with their fourth straight win. They moved to 4-3 after starting the season off at 0-3. And they get the win at Unionville Seaboyne 46-14. This game was delayed due to weather, but they finally got it done and finished. And Cass City gets the forfeit win over Bad Axe 1-0. All right, give me a week. We want to see Sandusky one more time as they will host the Unionville Seaboyne Patriots. That'll be this Friday night at Sandusky High School as they host the Patriots. So the Wolves up against the Patriots. That'll be our game of the night this coming Friday night. 6:30 p.m. on WBGV, 92.5 FM. Just a couple weeks away from playoffs already. That is Week 7 scores. Week 8 about to get underway this Thursday/Friday/Saturday as well. So looking forward to see Sandusky and see how well that spread offense has developed since we saw them against Marlette way earlier in Week 2. All right, we'll talk about football in the next hour with stat reports and more. We do have plenty of info to pass along about some tennis in our San Lake County coverage area teams, also some volleyball of interest in some games that happen in the area. A couple big games going on in volleyball this week as well. We'll be right back. This is Thumb Sports Line on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. Hey, we also stream online at stanleybroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link.
Hi, Todd Bowers with More Motors of Carroll. If you're looking for a great deal on a Super Duty 4x4, I have great news. We have several Super Duty F-250s in stock, all around $55,000. We have a couple of regular cab F-250s, a Super Cab F-250 with an 8-foot box, and a Crew Cab F-250 with an 8-foot box. They're well-equipped XL work trucks with rubber floors, again, all less than $60,000, and all equipped with four-wheel drive. We also have a great selection of F-150s, Ram 1500s, and Ram 2500s. We also have rows of Jeeps and Pacificas in stock. That's More Motors, locally owned since 1965. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
That's More Motors, just west of Carroll on M81, where your friends and neighbors get the real deal.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Your friends at Liberty Lane say, come on down and join our team.
Let's go bowling!
Register now for a fall bowling league. There are openings on ladies' leagues for Wednesday morning and evening, men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings, and mixed leagues on Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. Beginners are welcome. Just stop in or call 810-648-9860. Also openings on the wait staff, so apply now.
Let's go bowling!
Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky, the Thumb Area's top choice for great bowling for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, welcome back to you, Thumb Sports Line. We take a look at some other sports of notes in Croswell, Lexington, boys tennis. The team finished sixth place with 5 points at the Regional 21 tennis tournament on Wednesday. It was Liggett finishing in first, one of the competitors, with 31 points Notre Dame had. That's Pontiac Notre Dame Prep with 21 points. Armada in third. Congrats to them with 11 points. Sandusky finishing in fourth with 10 points. Elmont with 6 points. Croswell Lexington in sixth with 5 points. They tied with Marine City. And Yale with 4 points. In ninth place was Emily City with 3 points. Earning points for Croswell Lexington was Blake O'Connor. Number 3 singles with 2 points. Devon Chisholm and Ian McKay in the doubles. And number 3 with 2 points, Grady Rule and Elijah Steinberg. And number 4 with doubles with 1 point. Had some good matches in this one, according to the coach. Just some tough draws, tough competition. So, tough loss there for Croswell Lexington. But, good deal for Sandusky in that regional. They finished in fourth place with 10 points. Of course, the first place, that was Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett with 31 points in first for that one. So that was the regional, as Sandusky missed qualifying for the states by just 1 point, as Armada edged them with 11 points, Sandusky with 10. So we don't have any Sand Lake County teams moving on to the next round. Although we do have a Blue Water Area Conference team, Armada, making it. But it's a tough draw there. I mean, there are a lot of good teams there. Armada, Notre Dame Prep, and Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggetts in boys tennis. Congrats on getting to this far. It's tough to get to this point. Sandusky volleyball last week. Sandusky defeated Memphis 25-23, 28-26, 28-26 to improve their record to 9-6-1 overall, 5-2 in the league. Riley Moore led the offense with 7 and 6 kills respectively, along with Maya Jacobson, and also added 5 blocks. Grace Gibord had 21 assists. Lillian Emil, 4 kills and 3 blocks. Ava Kohler, 6 aces for the Knights against Memphis in that one. By the way, you'll get a full detailed report of this in the Sand Lake County News tomorrow edition, Wednesday. Just like that, Mike Gallagher having the in-depth coverage on that one. The CPS Tournament Invitational over the weekend happened on Saturday. And that was the Invitational. It was like, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4 teams involved with that one in the round robin tournament. CPS went up against Peck. They played 2 games. 13-21, 22-24 for Peck to win over CPS in the round robin that started off. Owen Gage gets the win over Mayville, 21-11 and 21-10. CPS falling to Mayville in this round robin tournament, 16-21, 14-21 in high school girls volleyball. Carsonville Porcelain Alec just almost had Owen Gage, but they lose that first game 23-24 and fall 19-21 to Owen Gage. Mayville against Peck. Peck, no problem, taking care of business, winning 21-11 and 21-9. And they also won over Owen Gage, 21-13, 21-18. CPS Invitational stats. Emily Coe had 13 points in this tournament in Invitational. 6 aces, 6 kills, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. Meadow Nichols, 12 points, 6 aces. Savannah Hart, 11 points with 5 aces and 3 kills. Addison Stoutenberg, 9 points, 5 kills. Addison Ganley, 6 points, 3 aces. Kaylee Thomas, 2 points with 7 kills as well. Lily Stone with 2 points. Shelby Miller, 2 points and 1 kill as well. And Sophia Krajewski with 4 kills, 20 assists. Wow. Setting people up for those for the last hit there, the third hit. As she has done throughout the last couple years here in volleyball. Looking at Dakarville against the Bay City All Saints. Dakarville winning 3 games out of that 5 game set, 25-21, 25-21, and 25-14. Close affair there. Emma Roberts with 7 points and 3 aces and 11 kills for Dakarville's win over the Bay City All Saints in girls volleyball. Libby Tank, if you recognize that name, the intern. 2 points, 3 aces, 7 kills, 7 digs, 2 blocks. She'll be in a better mood this week for football. I know that. Maylee Tank, 9 points. That's Libby's sister. 2 aces, 22 assists. Wow. 1 kill, 3 digs. Janelle Kineff, 2 points, 1 ace, 3 kills. And Haley Osborne, 6 points, 1 ace, 1 kill, and 6 digs. Big week for Dakarville this week as well. They'll have their rematch against Pack coming up. So looking forward to that one. And that's going to be on a Thursday. So folks, try to catch that one, as Pack is one of the top teams in the Big Thumb. Remember, it used to be the NCTL, now known as the Big Thumb. So that'll be coming up on Thursday with the rematch for Dakarville against Peck Girls for volleyball. Peck won the first meet in 3 sets. And those were close games too, 23-25 the first 2 games and 17-25. So that'll be coming up this Thursday, October 17th. Anticipated rematch there for Peck and Dakarville. All right, that's a little bit on volleyball. Still got more volleyball, particularly Brown City, Green Devils girls volleyball team, and see how they did last week against Ubley. If you did not know yet, if you do, well, you're going to listen to more stat report on that. We'll be right back with the more volleyball results in high school girls volleyball here on Thumb Sportsline.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for 1 full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
More high school girls volleyball and info to pass along. Let's start off with Marlette, what they did last week. Marlette beat KPAC 25-10, 19-25, 25-13, 25-17. Took them 4 games. Abby Rowling led Marlette with 17 kills, 3 aces and 6 blocks. Allison Stratford, 9 kills, 1 block. Macy Turner, 13 digs. And Olivia Vare. Olivia Vare had 32 assists and 2 aces. Whoa. They also beat Harbor Beach. 25-22, 18-25, 25-17, and 25-18. Four games. Abby Rowling, 13 kills, 1 block in that win over Harbor Beach girls volleyball. Allison Stratford, 9 kills. Kendall Wilkins, 7 kills. Macy Turner had 21 digs and 3 aces. Olivia Vare, 26 assists and 3 aces. Getting better. They've been battling some injuries and sickness, according to Coach Bishop. Let's see what else Marlette has in store for this week. For girls volleyball, they will have Memphis this week and at Sandusky on Thursday. And then in 2 weeks, up against a very strong Ubley team and Brown City. Speaking of Brown City, well, last week they had Harbor Beach, and that was actually a week ago. They beat Harbor Beach girls in 3 sets in Brown City Green Devil girls volleyball, 25-12, 25-19, 25-19. Warmed them up for the big rematch up against Ubley. The last time they met Ubley was back on September 12th. They lost in 3 sets. And at that point, Brown City had not lost since after that loss to Ubley since September 19th. So they won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 straight games of volleyball, or sets of them, until they met up against Ubley. But Ubley's just still too strong. One of the strongest teams, along with Cass City in the Big Thumb Conference. First game had Brown City falling 13-25. They kept it close in the second game, but Ubley able to escape 25-23 and then took the third set in the game, in the match, 16-25 with Ubley over Brown City girls. Now, Brown City girls, they can still finish out strong. Take a look at what stat-wise for Brown City. Sydney maybe had about 11 kills in this one. Olivia Parr, who was the homecoming queen at football, involved with making some points as well and assists. But it was just Ubley, just too tough in that game. Ava Barnes with 21 assists for Brown City, and Ashley Bender was 7 assists as well. So obviously losing to Ubley twice will take Ubley or Brown City out of the league title chances here. They'll have KPEC and Vassar coming up, and then they'll get ready for they're doing a Brown City Varsity Volleyball Invitational on Saturday this week as well. And then in a couple weeks, they'll be at home against Sandusky and at Marlette and finish out the season against Memphis. For the Ubley Bearcat girls, who have had just a tremendous season, their only losses has been to Richmond in the Richmond Varsity Volleyball Tournament and to Genesee Christian in the Richmond Round Robin of that day. Those are the only losses. And then they also had a regular scheduled matchup against Goodrich, who they lost to as well in close games. There was just 2 games in that one, 22-25, 21-25. So just 3 losses total for Ubley. And Ubley was victorious last week over Memphis, 25-12, 25-10, 25-15, and against Brown City as well, the anticipated matchup, 25-13, 25-23, and 25-16. And taking a look at what Cass City has done, they're on the other side of the division of the Big Thumb Conference. Cass City is still rolling right now. They got a win over Marshall and had a loss against Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern, but they also had a win in league play against Reese. That was a big one for them to stay in league title contention. This week, they'll have Bad Axe, and they'll be on Thursday as well. There's a lot of big matchups in girls volleyball come Thursday. So please get out and catch some of those girls volleyball games as they get ready in their last couple weeks, tail end of the season. All right, that is sports notes. Of note, top of the hour news here coming your way in the 6 a.m. hour. We will have your high school football reports coming up in the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, so tune in for that here. It is Sportsline on WMIC, AM 660 and 95.3 FM. By the way, thank you to Mike Gallagher sending me all that information. And you'll catch that all tomorrow's news as well.
Keep your radio locked right here on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM and streaming online, sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. You can listen anywhere if you're at our radio tune. And you can just take us anywhere you want, even those snowbirds when you head down south. High school football results we focus on now, the Blue Water Area Conference. We'll take a look at some stat reports and NFL and the information that has been gathered. First of all, how about the Elmont Raiders? They have clinched the Blue Water Area Conference League title with their victory over the Richmond Blue Devils 43-7 in Week 7 last week. Chase Patani, 8 times rushing for 74 yards and a touchdown, adding 2 receptions for 42 yards and a touchdown in their victory over the Richmond Blue Devils. It was 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Elmont scores 14 more points in the second quarter, and Richmond got on the board before the end of the half with 7 points themselves. 17 more points for Elmont in the third quarter, 5 points in the fourth, looking like a safety and probably a likely field goal. In fact, that's what has been reported to us. Chase Davidowski completing 6 of 8 passes for 159 yards passing and 3 touchdown passes, a 37-yarder to Chase Patani, a 60-yarder to Luke Winkler, and 17 yards to Nolan Maxlow as Elmont showed off their passing prowess as they were known for being mostly a running team. Sean O'Neill, the kicker for Elmont, strong kicker, had a field goal and 4 extra points to point after touchdowns. Chase Patani had a 2-point conversion run, and there were 2 safeties via Richmond snaps over the punter's head as well. Elmont gets to win 43-7, 350 total yards of offense for Elmont. Pretty much a balanced offense, 152 passing yards and 198 rushing yards. The defense, though, you know, Richmond has pretty good yardage. They have 191 total yards with 135 passing yards, but Elmont really limited Richmond on the ground with just 56 yards passing. With that win for the Elmont Raiders, they moved to 7-0 overall. Remember, they were a state finalist last year, and they have scored 281 points through 7 weeks of action and have only allowed 78. The next, they're tied with North Ranch, who's only allowed 78 points, while Armada, defensively on paper, have only allowed their opponents to score 77 points. But it was Elmont that defeated Armada a couple weeks ago in Week 6 to take a hold of the Blue Water Area Conference and clinching at least a share of the league title. Now, Armada has 1 loss overall, and that was to Elmont. Armada themselves just defeated North Branch last week. And Armada also lost to Elmont. So, North Branch will face Elmont in Week 8. And Armada would love to see North Branch, which North Branch can't pull it off. They can just put a whole complete game together if North Branch can get the win over Elmont this week. And it may be give Armada at least a share of the title. But knowing Elmont, they're going to come in here showing strong, and like they did against Richmond with that balance of passing and rushing offense. Too many weapons for Elmont and some really good defense as well. So Armada, after that, lost to Elmont a couple weeks ago. Armada was able to bounce back with a victory themselves and getting the win over North Branch. It was a tough battle there. At the end of the first quarter, Armada was leading 14-7 and really took control in the second quarter at 17 points. North Branch scored 7 in the second quarter as well. But a big lead for Armada, holding the lead 31-14. However, Armada was not able to score in the second half. And North Branch had an opening there, but they could not score. Neither team scored in the third quarter. North Branch got a score in the fourth quarter. It was 31-21 with the victory for the Armada Tigers to bounce back after their loss to the Elmont Raiders. And that was quite a close game also, if you recall, where Elmont came out on top to win 29-28, a classic BWAC battle there a couple weeks ago. For Armada, with their win over North Branch, in that game, stat-wise, Armada was 14-22 of passing, throwing for 222 yards. They had 3 touchdown passes. They did have an interception. Rushing-wise, they had 33 carries for 149 yards against North Branch and 1 rushing touchdown as well. So good win there for Armada. And North Branch is a tough team. I mean, they have 2 losses overall. They fall to 5-2 after that loss to Armada. Their other loss was to Croswell some weeks back. And that was back in, I do believe, Week 4, losing 21-17. So that one kind of eluded them as Croswell-Lexington came back to get the win over North Branch in that one. But it's North Branch and Elmont. That would be the top game of the week in the Blue Water Area Conference. Croswell-Lexington, they are 5-2 overall after their good win. And they kept their wagons rolling with the 42-12 win over Emily City Spartans. 350 total yards of offense for Croswell-Lexington. The Pioneers with 224 yards rushing and 126 yards passing. They had 1 fumble, a turnover, and they were 7-10 in third downs. Emily City, close to 200 yards total of rushing, but they had 199 yards rush, 53 pass, 252 yards total offense. But it was Croswell-Lexington getting the victory in the BWAC to move to 5-2 overall. Up next for the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers, they are playing in a classic battle on the road at Yale. So it's a decent game there. It'll be Croswell-Lexington versus Yale. And speaking of Yale and Blue Water Area Conference League play, they bite Algonac Muskrats 42-7. Cole McLaughlin rushing for 133 yards on the ground with 9 carries for 2 touchdowns for Yale. Quarterback Andrew Hubbard, 2 touchdown passes and 71 passing yards for the game. Mason Paulson had one of those passing TDs. Yale had 260 total yards with 189 rushing, 71-yard pass. Algonac Muskrats had 164 total yards, 106 passing, and 58 rush. However, Algonac had 6 turnovers, 5 fumbles, and an interception. Yale had a fumble and an interception, but that's way too many turnovers for you to try to even stay in this game. Yale Bulldogs gets the win over Algonac 42-7 with that win. To recap on the Blue Water Area Conference and looking at the standings right now, Elmont on top at 7-0, Armada 6-1. Croswell-Lexington Pioneers 5-2, as well as North Branch. Richmond Blue Devils is 2-5. Yale Bulldogs 2-5 1-6 is the Emily City Spartans and Algonac Muskrats in the Blue Water Area Conference of Football. Now you got two more weeks of play. Of course, the big game, it's Almont taking on North Branch. If Almont wins, they win the outright Blue Water Area Conference League title. Armada has Emily City this week, Algonac up against Richmond, and Croswell-Lexington up against Yale. Yale Bulldogs, you can't sleep on. I'm sure Croswell-Lexington will be prepared for that one, but really just can't sleep on Yale. And if Yale can find a way against some of the top teams in the BWAC, I'll just try to get into the red zone. And when they're in the red zone, that's where they're kind of stymie themselves. But for Croswell, they need to maybe win out here to try to get some more playoff points, as they'll have a tough team at the end of Week 9. And this will be an on-the-road at Ogama Heights. So they kind of need this win against Yale. They definitely need a win against Yale here this week. And that might get him in with 6 wins. But the icing on the cake for Croswell to hold a playoff spot would be also a really nice win against an Ogama Heights team. That has proven to be pretty good throughout the season. In fact, I'll take a look at the record right now. And so far for this season, Ogama Heights is 6-1 overall. So they got one loss to Standish Stirling, who is 4-3. So curious there how they took that loss. But still, good playoff points for either Ogama Heights or Croswell-Lexington, especially for Croswell-Lexington when they meet up with Ogama Heights in Week 9. So there you go, the recap in the BWAC. Almont still on top, undefeated. But they'll have a tough game up against the North Branch Broncos, and I do believe that will be a Thumb Chugger Sports Live webcast, so we'll get updates on that game and reports come next week. As Almont is striving for an outright Blue Water Area Conference League title, North Branch looking to get a big win over Almont and earn some major playoff points as well. All right, when we come back, well, we'll take a look down into the Big Thumb Conference, 8-player football to talk about as well. We got some reports from that. Checking with the weather forecast for this evening as we head into the night here. John McMurray. It is Thumb Sports Line, the Big Thumb Conference. Recaps come your way.
As the days get shorter, the list of things that you need to get your yard ready for winter seems to be getting longer. The first thing that should be at the top of your to-do list is to visit your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment. They have everything you need to tackle all of your outdoor projects, like John Deere's Select Series lawn tractors with dozens of attachments, Gator utility vehicles perfect for tackling that larger piece of property. Now, as you gear up for fall, you can take advantage of some of the best deals of the season, including great financing options. So while the leaves may be turning orange and brown, the best way to clean up this fall is still green and yellow. Stop at your local John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment. Take a test drive today. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Saginaw, Reese, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit us on the web at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Your friends at Liberty Lane say, come on down and join our team.
Let's go bowling!
Register now for a fall bowling league. There are openings on ladies' leagues for Wednesday morning and evening, men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings, and mixed leagues on Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. Beginners are welcome. Just stop in or call 810-648-9860. Also openings on the waitstaff, so apply now.
Let's go bowling!
Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky, the Thumb Area's top choice for great bowling for 45 years.
Game time is here, and EBS Broadband and Thumb Cellular are proud sponsors of Sanilac Broadcasting's high school sports coverage. They're local, family-owned businesses dedicated to keeping you connected, whether you're at home or on the move. Need smoother, faster internet? EBS Broadband has you covered. From work to gaming to streaming your favorite shows, ABS Broadband powers it all. Switch today and feel the difference that's built for everything you do. And for staying connected wherever you go, Thumb Cellular is your go-to cellular provider. With friendly service, top-notch devices, and coverage you can count on, Thumb Cellular has an unlimited plan to suit your needs. And it won't break the bank. Want to save even more? Combine ABS Broadband with Thumb Cellular for a great partner services discount. Now sit back and enjoy the game. And good luck to all of the athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC AM 660. Looking into the Big Thumb Conference, Marlette Red Raiders and their three-game losing streak escaping with a 48-38 win over the Vassar Vulcans. Head coach Denny Lester says it was nice to get back in the win column this week after week seven. Did a better job offensively with their big 48-38 win. In the stat report, Trey Lester getting the first touchdown in the first quarter, leading 6-0. Wesley Chapin running for 20 yards to the Vassar end zone for the second touchdown in the first quarter as well. Just under 3 minutes later to lead 12-0. Vassar Vulcans, though, get on the board in the first quarter themselves. Maddox Gorleski. Pass complete to number two, Austin Long, for 5 yards with the touchdown to make it 12-6. Marlette answers back with two touchdowns, one in the second quarter and the start of the third quarter. 7:43 mark in the second quarter, Adam Wilcox running for 90 yards to the Vassar end zone for a touchdown. Ryan Ramirez gets the two-point run for Marlette to lead 20-6. In the third quarter, Adam Wilcox for Marlette scoring again for 67 yards. Big plays, big running plays there in the Vassar end zone. Wesley Chapin gets a two-point run to make it 28-6. Vassar strikes back, though, in the third quarter. A lot of scoring in the third quarter. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 scores in the third quarter alone. Maddox Gorleski for Vassar. A pass complete to number 5, Jordan Gibbs, for 35 yards. Touchdown, make it 28-14. After the two-point pass from Gorleski to number 2, Austin Long. Vassar again with another touchdown. About 2 minutes later. Maddox Gorleski, a pass complete to number 3, Blake Carr, for 20 yards. Making it 28-20, so just an 8-point lead for Marlette at that point. Marlette finally getting a score in the second half, third quarter, but 4.5. It was Wesley Chapin running for 6 yards to the end zone. The 2-point run attempt was no good, and it was Marlette leading by 14, 34-20. Mattis Gorleski, again, another pass for a touchdown to Austin Long for 19 yards, making it 34-26. Vassar just not going away. That was at the 1:51 mark left in the third quarter. Marlette answers in the fourth quarter. In fact, there was 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter alone. Marlette, Wesley Chapin running for 37 yards to the Vassar end zone. Touchdown, 2-point run failed. It was 40-26. That's a 14-point lead at that point for Marlette. Vassar getting a score. Maddox Gorleski, another touchdown pass. Man, I wish I had this guy on my fantasy football team. To Blake Carr for 51 yards. Big one there. 40-32. So within a touchdown, that's a touchdown and a two-point conversion for Vassar to try to tie it up with 9:13 left in the fourth quarter of the game. At the 1:21 mark, however, Marlette, Wesley Chapin running in for 5 yards for a touchdown run. He gets the two-point run as well to make it 48-32 with a minute and 21 left. Vassar was able to strike quick with Maddox Gorleski throwing a pass to Austin Long, 55 yards to the end zone to make it 48-38. But by that time, time was running out with just a minute left in the game. So nice to have a 10-point cushion for Marlette to get this win over Vassar and end their losing streak. Adam Wilcox, though, for Marlette, leading rusher, 225 yards for the running back with 20 carries. Wesley Chapman with 15 carries, 126 yards, over 400 yards rushing for the Marlette Red Raiders. Incredible. Four touchdowns for Wesley Chapman, two for Adam Wilcox, rushing-wise. For the Vassar Vulcans, running-wise, they only have 59 yards rushing. No rushing touchdowns. It was all passing. Maddox Gorleski for Vassar, 16 of 21, 329 yards, and six touchdown passes in this loss to Marlette. That's like watching a late-night West Coast college football game on a Friday or a Saturday night. Marlette had 52 yards passing only, and again, it was the ground attack that got him the big win. Just taking a lot of time off that clock, but a lot of scoring in this game with the final score for Marlette to get the victory. They needed that one. And mathematically, what's crazy is they could try to still get a playoff spot, possibly. I mean, they're right now 3-4 overall. And the Red Raiders, with games left, they got Saginaw-Neuville Catholic, who defeated Sandusky way back in week one. And they got the Elkton-Pigeon Bayport Lakers. So two tough teams for Marlette. But if they can score victories in those two games, those are major playoff points for Marlette. So, yeah, they opened the season with a loss to Manchester. Their wins, other wins, was against Sandusky that we had covered back in week two, and Unionville-Sebring, a close win there, 24-22. So they really need to win out here to earn some major playoff points. But mathematically, they could try to sneak in. Depends what happens to other teams as well. So good win there from Marlette Red Raiders, 48-38. But, man, a lot of points scored in that one. Moving on to the next game on tap here of stat reports that we have. A game that we will be covering, or a team that we will be covering this Friday night. It was homecoming night for Sandusky, and they get the big win, finally getting their win after losing five straight. I say five games because, well, I'll give them the forfeit win against Bad Axe. It's not their fault that Bad Axe couldn't field the team. But they got the win there due to forfeit. But this is our first win on the ground, and it was against the Carroll Tigers. A great win here for Sandusky. Really needed this. They've had the offense. They have never been shut out in a game as well. The lowest point total they had out was 6 points or 8 points, I do believe, against Cass City only allowed. But 38-6 was a big win for Sandusky. Nice win for them. And they scored 8 points in the end of the first quarter to make it 8-0. And it was no scoring in the second quarter. In the third quarter, Carroll got their first points on the board, but Sandusky had 16 and then 14 more in the fourth quarter to take the 38-6 homecoming win. Stat-wise, passing Tyler Bush for Sandusky, 15-23 passing, 186 yards, and had two touchdown passes as well. Rushing-wise, Jackson Renke, two touchdowns, 155 yards rushing and 15 carries for Sandusky. Tyler Bush, the quarterback, 44 yards and a touchdown run as well, along with his two touchdown passes. And the third leading rusher, Nathan Ball, with 20 rushes. So Jackson Renke, though, a nice run for him. 15 carries for 155 yards. Receiving-wise, Chase Green, the junior, with 99 yards and a touchdown reception. Three receptions to Nathan Ball and 31 yards. And he got a touchdown pass reception from Tyler Bush as well. So good win, much needed win here for Sandusky, and they will be at home again this week. It'll be Military Appreciation Night, I believe, as well. They'll be serving pork barbecue sandwiches. I got a note on it today. That would be our game of the week as they'll take on Unionville Seaboeing Patriots. Unionville Seaboeing Patriots kind of like in the same boat as well as Sandusky. You know, it's been tough for them. New offense being added to the Sandusky repertoire now. But they're coming along. Like I said, they have not been shut out. And they'll have Unionville Seaboeing this week. Unionville Seaboeing had their first win against Carroll themselves also, 36-0. Their second win came up against Vassar, 34-26 back in Week 5. So this should be a pretty competitive game. You look at it on paper. Unionville Seaboeing losing to Ubley 46-14. A lot of those points came in the second half when Ubley had pretty much control of that game. We'll take a look at that game. We'll take another break here and take a look at that Unionville Seaboeing and Ubley game as Ubley won their fourth straight win after starting off the season at 0-3. As we continue to look into the Big Thumb Conference and other recaps and updates. We'll also have eight-player football come up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. It is Thumb Sports Line on WMIC. AM 660, 95.3 FM, streaming online at sandlightbroadcasting.com. We'll take a look at more Big Thumb Conference games.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at Moore Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car's worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. Well, what will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10?
No, why would we do something like that? Because we treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. Moore Motors.
Game time is here, and ABS Broadband and Thumb Cellular are proud sponsors of Sanilac Broadcasting's high school sports coverage. They're local, family-owned businesses dedicated to keeping you connected, whether you're at home or on the move. For staying connected wherever you go, Thumb Cellular is your go-to cellular provider. With friendly service, top-notch devices, and coverage you can count on, Thumb Cellular has an unlimited plan to suit your needs. And it won't break the bank. And if you need smoother, faster internet, ABS Broadband has you covered. From work to gaming to streaming your favorite shows, ABS Broadband powers it all. Switch today and feel the difference it's built for everything you do. Want to save even more? Combine ABS Broadband with Thumb Cellular for a great partner services discount. Best wishes to all of the athletes in tonight's game. From ABS Broadband and Thumb Cellular, keeping you connected.
As the days get shorter, the list of things that you need to get your yard ready for winter seems to be getting longer. The first thing that should be at the top of your to-do list is to visit your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment. They have everything you need to tackle all of your outdoor projects, like John Deere's Select Series lawn tractors with dozens of attachments, Gator utility vehicles perfect for tackling that larger piece of property. Now, as you gear up for fall, you can take advantage of some of the best deals of the season, including great financing options. So while the leaves may be turning orange and brown, the best way to clean up this fall is still green and yellow. Stop at your local John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment. Take a test drive today. Locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Saginaw, Reese, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit us on the web at TriCountyEquipment.com.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM, streaming online at stlakebroadcasting.com. Eddie Fury of you, recapping Big Thumb Conference games. The Harbor Beach Pirates, big win over the Reese Rockets. Keaton Buchholz rushing for two touchdowns for the Pirates, 14 yards and one for 50-yarder. The quarterback also threw a 35-yard touchdown pass to Skylar Cruz. Also made a two-point conversion. Benson Harper rushing for 36-yard touchdown and a punt return touchdown. Man, on special teams, you got to just stop this guy, because every time he touches the ball on special teams, whatever, a kickoff return or a punt, he's going to score, and he did it against the Reese Rockets. A 36-yard touchdown and a special teams punt return touchdown. Also made a two-point conversion. Nate Essenmacher, 5-yard TD for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Harbor Beach pretty much grabbed the Black Division title in the Big Thumb Conference. 7-0 overall for Harbor Beach after their win over the Reese Rockets. And last week in Week 7, 48-14 was your final score. And that seals the deal for Harbor Beach to win the Big Thumb, a Black Division, outright league title, as their next last couple games will be cross-conference games. They'll have the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers this week. And then in Week 9, I don't think they have a game, because that would be a forfeit win over Bad Axe. So they'll get a little bit of rest, heal up, and get ready for the playoffs after that. But 7-0 undefeated so far. Harbor Beach Pirates outright Big Thumb Conference Black Division champions. Good for them, because they defeated Ubbly early in the season in 45-6. In the backyard brawl, Ubbly, of course, state champions from last year in Division 8. And I'm starting to hear a little chatter from the Ubbly camp out there. I've seen on the internet saying that if they meet up with Harbor Beach in the playoffs, they're going to beat them. I like some of that trash talk there. Ubbly deserves a little bit of that, because four straight wins after their win over the Unionville Seaboeing Patriots. Luke Vollmering rushing for 126 yards and two touchdowns for the Bearcats. He also made a two-point conversion. Colin Ozentowski rushing for 42 yards and a touchdown. Also had a reception for 56 yards and a touchdown. Colton Oswell, 42 yards and a touchdown for Ubbly. And TJ Barnes throwing for 56 yards and a touchdown for the Ubbly Bearcats. Four straight wins. Got to give them credit here after starting the season at 0-3 and four straight wins. As they can win out, they can try to get into the playoffs. They'll have a tough game, as they'll have Cass City this week in Week 7. So very tough game there. And they'll wrap up the season, another tough team, New Lothrop. So two powerhouse teams of Ubbly can maybe get one of those wins, or possibly both. They'll get in the playoffs for sure if they can win both games. But a good win, four straight wins after starting off pretty rocky there at 0-3 after their win last week over USA. That was a game that was delayed, actually, for a bit. And that was a Thumb Tailgater Channel 2 game coverage of that one. I'm getting the stat report here from Jonathan Bisher in this game. Seeing that USA Patriots could only have 109 rushing yards total. And for the Ubbly Bearcats also, they had 204 rushing yards. I would say, I'm assuming they're working with short field on the ground. 56 yards passing. And that one touchdown pass ended up being a touchdown pass as well for TJ Barnes. And that was to Ozentowski for that touchdown. So 260 total yards offensively on 38 plays for the Ubbly Bearcats to get this win over USA. Good win for them. USA, as I said, rushing-wise, receiving not too much. They really couldn't throw much out there. About one reception, three targets to Vermeer, he had 9 yards only. So not much passing that USA could do against this ugly defense. Really limited USA to what they could do on the ground. Just over 100 yards rushing. So as I said, Ubley has Cassidy and then New Lothrop coming up in the next couple weeks. Got to get those wins to seal themselves a playoff spot. That is the Big Thumb Conference up to this point. Other games in the Big Thumb Conference, the Cassidy Redhawks did not have a game as they got their forfeit win over Bad Axe. We've already talked about the Sandusky Wolves win over Carroll. And it was Millington getting the huge win over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 28-0. And that one, shutting out the Lakers, as the Lakers are in that white division as well. We'll talk about that coming up after a quick break here. This is Sportsline on WMIC.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. So I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
All right, got another team here to talk about in the Big Thumb Conference. The Millington Cardinals playing teams in the Big Thumb Conference and a showdown against the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. No score at the end of the first quarter, but Millington came alive in the second quarter with 14 points, 14 more in the third quarter. Neither team scores in the second quarter. Millington Cardinals gets the shutout win over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 28-0. Stat-wise for the Millington Cardinals, 42 rushes for 272 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Well, Millington was 4 of 10 for passing for just 37 yards, but they got 2 touchdowns out of that 37 yards. 1 interception, which I guess is a play of the week on one of the TV stations, but Lakers were still shut out. Millington gets the win, 28-0 over the Lakers. And with that win for Millington, they are 7-0 overall. And that right there wraps up the Big Thumb Conference White Division League title, with Millington winning the first ever Big Thumb Conference White Division League title. As Cassidy has 5-2 overall, their one loss was to Millington. Millington's final games, they'll have Flint Southwestern in Week 8 this week, and they'll have Birch Run to end the Week 9 regular season as well. They're looking to go undefeated and keep those home playoff games and earn those playoff points as well. Big win here for Millington. And looking at the teams they played here, they played Reese back in Week 1. Shepherd. That was a non-conference game. They took on Sandusky, and Sandusky put up 28 points against Millington, but Millington had to have 62. And Millington defeating Cass City earlier in the season as well, 34-6. That was a lone league loss there for Cass City. And Millington had the big win over Carroll in league play. Forfeit win a couple weeks ago against Bad Axe. And then last week, shutting out Lakers 28-0. Lakers right now, they are 4-3 overall. They still have time to get into the playoff hunt themselves. They will have Harbor Beach this week. Huge game there. Could earn a lot of playoff points if you can get that win. and they'll have Marlette to end the regular season. For Cass City, huge game against Ubley, not only for Ubley, but for Cass City as well. Other games in that Big Thumb Conference will have Carroll up against Vassar. Sandusky versus Unionville Sibley, that is our game of the week. That'll be coming live from Sandusky. And also, as I said earlier, Flint up against Millington for the Big Thumb Conference. So pretty critical games there for a lot of teams in the Big Thumb Conference looking to get some wins, earn those playoff points, and get into the postseason. Two more weeks of high school football in the regular season. So, yeah, we're getting closer and closer to the playoffs. But, hey, two more weeks, still plenty of time for a lot of the teams. Some on the outside looking in and just got to win out. All right, we're approaching the 7 o'clock hour here, folks. That is a Big Thumb Conference. Some recaps here. I want to thank all the coaches, sports writers for sending me all that info as well. Still a lot of games that have major implications, especially when it comes to maybe holding home field advantage when it comes to the playoffs in a couple weeks. But a lot of big cross-conference games going on. Harbor Beach Lakers and Ubley Cass City. Top of the hour news and information coming your way. We'll be back with high school 8 player football on Thumb Sportsline.
Your source for local news, up-to-the-minute weather, and so much more. This is AM 660, WMIC Sandusky, and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line. High school A player football talk now. So who should we start off with? Well, the Deckerville Eagles. Big win for the Deckerville Eagles in a high school A player football. Shutting out the Kingston Cardinals 44-0. 44-0. 43 total plays for Deckerville. Putting up 353 total yards. Passing yards. But they kept that in check. Only 51 passing yards for the Deckerville Eagles, but 302 rushing yards, 15 first downs. They limited Kingston to just 80 yards, and Kingston had two fumbles against the Deckerville Eagles. Tanner James throwing for 29 yards on 3 of 8 attempts. On the ground, Nicholas Cummings just rushing 28 yards for the Kingston Cardinals. But Deckerville Eagles quarterback, Hunter Garza, he may have not thrown much, but he was able to run a lot. 144 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns on only 15 carries. Now, those 51 passing yards, he did have a touchdown pass in that. Parker Merriman also in the mix for the Deckerville Eagles to get the 44-0 win over the Kingston Cardinals. And with that win, for Deckerville, they also clinched at least a share of the Blue Division title with that win over Kingston. They'll have K-Pac this week. K-Pac put a lot of points and yards, and they got a good win this week as well. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But with that, Deckerville moves to 7-0 overall, clinching the Big Thumb 8 player Blue Division, a league title. Brown City Green Devils, they are 6-1 overall. So, if K-Pac can pull off a huge win over Deckerville, Brown City would at least get a share of that. Taking a look at what Deckerville, they're digging deep into the stats and all that, wise. Hunter Garza scoring the first touchdown in the first quarter with a 31-yard run. Then a 36-yard run by Hunter Garza, making it 14-0. And then in the second quarter, a third straight Hunter Garza touchdown run for Deckerville. 6-yard run. He got the 2-point run as well, making it 22-0. Logan Martin gets a 24-yard reception pass touchdown from Hunter Garza. Parker Merriman ran the 2-point conversion to make it 30-0 in the second quarter. Parker Merriman, he got the next two touchdowns in the third quarter with a 47-yard run and a 10-yard run in the third quarter. No scoring in the fourth quarter. Parker Merriman, 12 carries, 100 yards, two touchdowns, about 44 yards there for Hunter Garza with three touchdowns. See, receiving-wise, I would say Parker Merriman, 27-yard reception, Logan Martin with the 24-yarder, and just those two, those passes on 3 and 5 attempts came out with a touchdown. Shutting out the Kingston Cardinals. Kingston, man, they had their troubles here as a Deckerville defense, just too much for them, and not allowing Kingston to do much offensively as well. And total rushing-wise, according to their school stat report, and Kingston put up just 62 total yards in that loss, 29 yards rushing. Yeah, 62 rushing yards, 33 carries in that loss to Deckerville. There we go. 3 of 8 for passing, 29 yards, and that's all they could have. So, yeah, tough loss here for the Kingston Cardinals. But for Deckerville, they move to 7-0. Kingston moves to 5-2. And up next for Deckerville, as I said, they will have K-Pack this week. Pretty offensive top playing team. But Kingston was coming into this game against Deckerville, so if Deckerville defense can keep the clamp down on K-Pack, K-Pack's going to have troubles. For Kingston, they'll have Dryden. That's a pretty strong team offensively. And that's who they have in Week 8. Wrapping up the season for Deckerville, they'll have a tough game. They'll be against Lincoln Alcona, who's having a great season themselves. Kingston will wrap up their season against Marion as well. So Kingston really must win out here and get some help, as there are a limited amount of teams that come into the playoffs for eight-player football as well. However, back to Deckerville. Great win for them. They remain undefeated at 7-0 themselves. Now, their opponents, the K-Pack Chiefs. K-Pack taking the sting out of the Memphis Yellow Jackets as the Chiefs got the win 44-8. K-Pack starting the scoring off with 8 points in the first quarter, 22 points in the second quarter, 14 in the third quarter. No one scores in the fourth. Memphis managed to get a score in the third quarter with 8 points, finally score 44-8. 31 total plays for K-Pack, put up 466 total yards. Passing yards for K-Pack, just 63, and they had over 400 rushing yards, about 403 rushing yards for K-Pack, 16 first downs. K-Pack Chiefs limited Memphis to 131 total yards. Memphis had 73 yards rushing and 58 yards passing. So, big win for the K-Pack Chiefs thus far. Right now, they are overall record for K-Pack is holding at 4-3. So, really hard to clamp down on a playoff spot. But they could really earn some major playoff points if they can pull off a big upset win against Deckerville. On paper, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. So, good win for K-Pack. Want to thank the K-Pack coach for continuously sending these stats to us. The Peck Pirates did not have a game because Ashley decided to forfeit to the Peck Pirates. So, we are looking in Week 9. Try to catch Peck or K-Pack when they face off against each other, depending how things are planning out here in Week 9, especially when it comes to playoff implications. We may pick another game, but I would really like to see K-Pack and Peck when they face off in Week 9. So we're looking at that. All right, when we come back from our break here, we'll continue to talk about high school eight-player football, folks. Stick around here. It is Sportsline on WMIC, 95.3 FM, and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Our game of the week, the Unionville Sebring Patriots at the Sandusky Wolves on WBGV, 92.5 FM. That's on 92.5, all high school games on 92.5 and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. Man, I forgot to mention the leading rushers for the Millington game over Lakers. Dallas Walsh, 149 yards and a touchdown. For Millington, Truck Turbush, 62 yards and a touchdown and lost a fumble. But he threw for 37 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. For the Millington Cardinals, they get that undefeated track right now through 7 weeks to be undefeated at 7-0, and their shutout win over the Lakers. So, well, back to A-player football. The Brown City Green Devils, that was our game of the week last week. Get another look at Brown City. They do not qualify for the playoffs, so I wanted to take another look at them again. It was homecoming night at Brown City, and they got the big win over Mayville. And they took them down pretty hard. Point blank, yeah. Final score, 56-0. We had a running clock in the second half. Interesting stat here. It's not a knock at Mayville. I thought they could maybe get some points here. It's just the second time they have played each other in quite a long time. Last year was a loss for Mayville, 60-0. The previous time before that was back in 2011. That was a 50-0 win for Brown City. And then in 2010, a 48-0 win over Mayville. This was 11 player football days. 2009, they had a 41-0 win over Mayville as well for Brown City. In fact, Brown City has shut out and not allowed a score by Mayville since 2008, where the Wildcats last beat the Green Devils 21-12. And Brown City has only lost 3 times to Mayville since 1999. Interesting stat there. But a huge win for Brown City. Their lone loss was to Dackerville. That was a 30-28 loss. In the regular season, we had covered that game on St. Lake Broadcasting. A big win for Brown City. And boy, they really put up the numbers stat-wise. Just a sad thing is they don't get to go to the postseason. So they're hoping, holding out big hopes that KPAC can maybe pull off an upset win. And then Brown City will get a share of that league title in the Blue Division of High School A Player Football in the Big Thumb Conference. Ethan Worrell scoring the first touchdown for Brown City with a 23-yard pass from Lawson Cooper, the quarterback for Brown City. Ethan Worrell gets the second touchdown, 16-0, a 43-yard pass from Lawson Cooper as well. Carden Hagee in the second quarter. Another touchdown pass from Lawson Cooper. Breyer Halber had a 3-yard run, and he had a 39-yard run as well in the second quarter. Five touchdowns in the first half for Brown City. K-Line Mulholland, a 70-yard kickoff return that was beautiful in the third quarter, making it 42-0. Ethan Worrell with his third touchdown of the night, a 5-yard pass from Lawson Cooper. K-Line Mulholland had an 85-yard run to get the final score and points for Brown City, 56-0 in the fourth quarter. Brown City did not let up. Lawson Cooper, 5-for-5, passing 123 yards and 4 touchdown passes. It was leading rusher Breyer Halbert, 145 yards rushing, 8 attempts and 2 touchdowns. K-Line Mulholland, 85-yard carry, and that was on that one carry for a touchdown, the second leading rusher for Brown City, who had 445 total yards, 123 yards passing, 322 yards rushing, 16 first downs. Mayville had their problems, man. They were without some starting players and with their starting quarterback. Luca Campbell was behind the center as a QB. Brown City Green Devil defense really clamped down on Mayville, only allowing 85 total yards, 22 passing yards, and 63 rushing yards for Mayville, and no score in that game as well. This is how close they were. There was just 1 yard. They went for it in fourth down. They were probably about a half yard, maybe a yard away from the end zone for Mayville to end that scoring drought against Brown City, but came up short by a half a yard. And man, he stretched to try to get in there, and Brown City stopped that. And that was a big defensive stop to prevent Mayville from scoring. So tough loss there for Mayville, and quite a losing streak right now. They fall to 2-5 overall. And Mayville has not won a game since week 3. So they have 5 straight losses. And the latest coming to Brown City, 56-0. 5 straight losses for Mayville. So tough loss for Mayville. This week they'll have Memphis. That's a winnable game if they get all their players back to full strength. Memphis has shown some pretty good offense as well. Brown City will have Auburn Hills Oakland Christian this week. And Auburn Hills Oakland Christian defeated Dryden 42-36 in that game. So that was a close game there for the big win for the Lancers over the Cardinals, Dryden. Other games will have Kingston, who lost to Deckerville. They'll be up against Dryden. We already talked about K-Pac. They're facing Deckerville this week. And we move over to that Red Division. Peck did not have a game. So they got the forfeit win over Ashley. And that is in the Red Division. And looking at the rest of the Red Division as well, New Haven Merritt got their win over Carson of Port Salem. Like, that was a Thursday game, and they shut out CPS 57-0. Bay City All Saints shut out Akron Fairgrove 70-0 in the Big Thumb Conference Red Division. Bay City All Saints is sitting up top 6-1 overall, but so are the North Huron Warriors. Both teams are undefeated in league play at 6-0. Overall, they're both 6-1. And that sets up the big showdown for the Big Thumb Red Division League title. The Bay City All Saints taking on the North Huron Warriors, while Carsonville Port Stanley has Peck this week, Akron Fairgrove up against New Haven Merritt, and Ashley will be up against Caseville if there is a game, if Ashley chooses to play, as they forfeited last week. But the big showdown, North Huron, Bay City All Saints. I don't know if Thumbtogether Sports is going to be covering this one or not. They were thinking about it. We'll see if that will come to be. For North Huron, though, they got the win over Caseville 48-16 last week in Week 7. Owen Millendorf rushing for 98 yards and a touchdown for North Huron. Also, Caleb Antazuski was 79 yards rushing. Eli Deakins, 54 yards and a touchdown. And Landon Mergoots for 48 yards and a touchdown for North Huron. I know I'm not saying those names right. I got to get a hold of Paul Adams about that. Tom Knobloch, 6 yards and a touchdown as well. Patrick McGrath getting a touchdown for North Huron. North Huron also a 44-yard reception for Logan Rodriguez. So North Huron Warriors setting themselves up for a big showdown for the Big Thumb Red Division League title. That is happening in Week 8. So we got a major league championship game where both teams, whoever wins, gets the league title. So that's nice to have, and that's an 8-player football. North Huron, 6-1 overall, All Saints 6-1. So I'm thinking maybe both these teams could sneak in, both of them, into the playoffs, depending how they finish out the season as well. In Week 9, after this game between All Saints and North Huron, All Saints will have Brown City. Oh, boy. North Huron in, up against Memphis. So, there you go. North Huron up against All Saints. That's for the Big Thumb 8-player Red Division League title. So, looking forward on what happened that game. I really can't pick that one, actually, right now. I do like the balanced offense that North Huron has. But All Saints have proven since their Week 1 loss to the Deckerville Eagles, by the way, and we had covered that game 50-16, that they've been really running roughshod throughout the Red Division League opponents. So they've outscored their opponents and not really allowed them to score in double digits throughout the whole season. I mean, against Peck, All Saints won 58-6. Oh, my. All right, so a lot of games. That was the one of particular, a major game on the line for the Red Division League title. And other teams can clinch it outright. A couple teams already have, Millington and Harbor Beach, outright Big Thumb champions. That's the Black Division for Harbor Beach, the White Division for Millington. Almont clinching a share of the Blue Water Area Conference League title as well. If they win against North France, they win it outright. Now, if North France pulls off the big win over Almont, it'll be a share league title between Armada and Almont, and that's if Armada wins this week as well. Those are the teams in coverage and recaps of Week 7 action as we head into Week 8. We'll talk about the games coming up.
Game time is here, and EBS Broadband and Thumb Cellular are proud sponsors of Sanilac Broadcasting's high school sports coverage. They're local, family-owned businesses dedicated to keeping you connected, whether you're at home or on the move. Need smoother, faster internet? EBS Broadband has you covered. From work to gaming to streaming your favorite shows, EBS Broadband powers it all. Switch today and feel the difference that's built for everything you do. And for staying connected wherever you go, Thumb Cellular is your go-to cellular provider. With friendly service, top-notch devices, and coverage you can count on, Thumb Cellular has an unlimited plan to suit your needs. And it won't break the bank. Want to save even more? Combine EBS Broadband with Thumb Cellular for a great partner services discount. Now sit back and enjoy the game. And good luck to all of the athletes in tonight's game.
From your truck season headquarters, Graham Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's Sam and John.
Listen up, folks. It's truck season. And if you're looking for the best deals of the year, they're right here at Graham.
How good are the deals?
0713.
0713? What are you talking about?
It means you can get 0% on all remaining 2024 light-duty Silverado models in stock. We have 7 left on the lot, some with savings over $13,000.
The lease deals are great, too. Get a Silverado Crew for only $332 a month. And this isn't your basic truck. It's equipped with heated seats, steering wheel, and 3 years of connected remote access. And this truck packs a lot of punch with up to 9,000 pounds of pulling power.
Not looking for a truck? Graf Chevrolet has a great selection of 25 Trax, Equinox, and Trailblazers, starting at only $308 a month.
Is that all?
We've got Suburbans, Tahoes, and what about the Traverse?
Oh yeah, we've got them too, with up to $8,000 in savings. Now, is that everything?
Nope. We all know about the awesome rates GM is giving on their new vehicles. For the first time in a long time, the lenders that we work with have dropped their rates as well.
So if you're looking for a great deal with better financing rates, now is the time to upgrade.
The best deals of the year right here at Graf Chevrolet on M46 in Sandusky.
Game Time is here, and AVS Broadband and Thumb Cellular are proud sponsors of Sanilac Broadcasting's high school sports coverage. They're local, family-owned businesses dedicated to keeping you connected, whether you're at home or on the move. For staying connected wherever you go, Thumb Cellular is your go-to cellular provider. With friendly service, top-notch devices, and coverage you can count on, Thumb Cellular has an unlimited plan to suit your needs. And it won't break the bank. And if you need smoother, faster internet, AVS Broadband has you covered. From work to gaming to streaming your favorite shows, AVS Broadband powers it all. Switch today and feel the difference it's built for everything you do. Want to save even more? Combine AVS Broadband with Thumb Cellular for a great partner services discount. Best wishes to all of the athletes in tonight's game. From AVS Broadband and Thumb Cellular, keeping you connected.
In week 8 right now, those games have been posted on our website as well. And you go to our sports section as we go to the list of week 8 high school football games. Our game of the week has Unionville Seaboyne at Sandusky Wolves. They'll be live on WBGV 92.5 FM. One of the highlight games this week in the Big Thumb Conference has Ubbly Bearcats at Cassidy Redhawks. And Harbor Beach Pirates at the Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers. Cross-conference game there. Vassar is at Carroll. We have Flint Southwestern at Millington. Reese at Saginaw Michigan Lutheran. Marlette gets the forfeit win over Bad Axe this week. In the Blue Area Conference, Croswell-Lexington is at Yale Bulldogs. Classic rivalry there. Emily City Spartans at the Armada Tigers. The Richmond Blue Devils at the Algonac Muskrats. And the top Blue Water Area Conference game has North Branch Broncos at the Almont Raiders. High school A-player football this week. Deckerville Eagles at the KPAC Chiefs. That's a road game for Deckerville. Auburn Hills Oakland Christian Lancers at the Brown City Green Devils. Dryden Cardinals at the Kingston Cardinals. Memphis Yellow Jackets at the Mayville Wildcats. Carsonville Port St. Luke Tigers at the Peck Pirates. Bay City All Saints at North Huron, the top game in high school A-player football for that league title in the Red Division. And Akron Fairgrove at New Haven Merritts. And Caseville up against Ashley. That's your Week 8 list of high school football games. You can find that list on stlacbroadcasting.com. Our game of the week, it is Unionville Seaboyne at Sandusky. Friday night, 6:30 p.m. on WBGV 92.5 FM. And that's what I got for Week 8 games. We'll be right back on Thumb Sports Line.
Best wishes to all of the athletes at tonight's game from everyone at M3 Wireless. There's never been a better time than now to find out for yourself why thousands of Thumb area residents are making the switch to M3 Wireless for their internet. Right now, new customers get a special promotional rate of $50 per month for 25 megabits per second or 50 megabits per second for $70 a month. That's $20 off a month for all new M3 Wireless customers. Also available are their low-income packages of 15 megabits or 25 megabits, starting at $30 for qualifying customers. Plus, all one-year contracts include free installation. That's not all, though. M3 Wireless is now offering a 75 megabits package. Customers can enjoy download speeds of 75 megabits per second and upload speeds of 15 megabits per second for just $50 a month for the first 6 months, and then the regular price of $80 a month. For more information, give them a call at 989-269-2306 or check them out online at m3isp.com. And once again, good luck to all of the athletes at tonight's game.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line. WMIC 95.3 FM. We already went through the Week 8 list of games, our game of the week. Unionville Seaboyne at Sandusky. Already talking playoffs. Mapatology. Go to snooze2u.com. That's the number two, by the way. The number two. In Division 4, if the playoffs started now, he would have Croswell-Lexington in the Region 3, District 2. And that would they would be up against Macomb, Luther, and North, who are 6-1 currently. How about Marysville pulling off the big wins over St. Clair and Marine City back-to-back in the last couple weeks? Huge for Marysville. And Marysville is a team that Almont defeated back in week one. So Croswell Lexington would fall in the Division 4, possibly in the Region 3, District 2. Speaking of Almont, undefeated. Looks like Armada would fall in Division 5, and Armada would be in Region 4, District 1. If the playoffs started now, possibly go up against Detroit Denby. These are unofficial playoff pair-ups, by the way, from Snooze to You, as he's had this up for quite some time. Almont might fall down to Division 6, it's looking like. They'll be in Division 6, Region 4, District 1, up against Clintondale. Marine City would be in that region district as well. So look at that showdown there. Possibly. Warren Michigan Collegiate up against Marine City if the playoffs were held now. Marine City is 5-2 overall. Their losses to Marysville and Armada. Division 7. If the playoffs were held now, Millington will go up against Lakers. Region 2. Division 7. Cass City possibly in that district. Region 2. Could have their second rematch against Millington or Lakers. Cassidy projected to take on Burton Atherton if the playoffs were held today. Division 8. If the playoffs were held now, Ubley would be in. Harbor Beach would be in. They're already in. And with their 7-0 mark, they're already in. And Reese, possibly. That all depends if Reese wins this week and next week. And those are the immediate coverage area teams in the Big Thumb Conference. I did forget North Branch. I got to see where they're at right now. All right, getting the message from our Mike Gallagher, Sandlin County News sports writer, as we were discussing North Branch. Mapatology, they are currently out because they play some teams smaller than them, so not many playoff points. It's really tight when it comes to that. Even with just two losses. So they could get in if they pull off an upset win over Almont, though. I think that would push him over. But at this point, not projected to make the playoffs for North Branch, despite two losses. This is where your strength of schedule and, I mean, the Blue Water Area Conference is strong enough as it is. But they had a couple games that might have, you know, put them out. Despite this 5-2 record. This is only projecting-wise, though, so they are the third team out, according to Mike Gallagher. And looking at the schedule, too, for this season, this is the teams they played. They played against Carroll and Algonac. I think those are probably the size of the schools that might have gotten them there, kind of bit them there. So that's what we have right there. So kind of on the outside looking in, and they just need some type of miracle to sneak in. If they can win out, yeah, they got to get the win over Almont this week. So, but I don't think Almont wants that to happen. All right, that is going to wrap things up. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It was light, single host here, recapping week 7 action. 2 more weeks of the high school football regular season, folks. A lot of great volleyball games this week. Get out there on Thursday. Some big games out there. So I actually might venture out to a volleyball game this week on Thursday. I'm looking forward to that Peck rematch against Dakarville on Thursday. That will be at Peck. Thank you for tuning in to Thumb Sports Line. Pick up your publications of your local papers, the backbone of sports coverage. Where we get all the info, and from the coaches, a thank you and a shout out to all the coaches who continuously send the stuff. Those that do, to me or even to our sports reporters, we gather the info together. A shout out to them. And to the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association with the Tuscola County Advertiser, the St. Louis County News, the Huron Daily Tribune, the Huron County View. Thumb Tailgater Sports, WLBW Sports, Let's Talk Sports, WIDL. Jason Parmenter, Quad and Pro Photography. you know, the varsity monthly publications that you see come out. They're responsible for that, yeah. And to all the other local newspapers in the area, support your local papers. Ben Miller Sports also coverage. Shout out to him. And support those folks who are out there enjoying this game of high school sports. Good luck to all teams this week. Thank you for tuning in to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC. We'll see you next week. And our game of the week this Friday night, it'll be Unionville Seabooing at Sandusky. I'll mention real quick, the Detroit Tigers surpassed all expectations for me. I picked them to go to the wild card, and they did more than that. So happy about that. The future is bright. Detroit Lions, big win at the Dallas Cowboys. Man, that was just a pounding. My mom went to that game. My mom and brother and my niece and nephew went to that Dallas Cowboys game and their Lions gear. Very brave to walk into that, but there was a lot of Lions fans. Prayers for Aiden Hutchinson, our defensive player, breaks his tibia. Surgery was successful, though. So looking forward to his recovery, but the Lions finished strong defensively despite that injury and get the big win over Dallas. Now, up next with the Lions, they'll be up against the Minnesota Vikings, who are undefeated. That'll be on the road for the Lions. You can tune in to WTGV 97.7 FM for Lions football. Pregame starts at 12 noon this Sunday. And our high school football game, WBGV 92.5, streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. It's Unionville Seabooing at the Sandusky Wolves. Thank you for tuning in here. On Thumb Sports Line, folks, I'll be back next week with a recap of Week 8 action. In the meantime, we'll join Jesse Kelly, already in progress.